WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning. I'm Patrick Seinert. The city of College Station is keeping a close eye on a water project in San Antonio.
Last October, the San Antonio City Council approved a contract which will supply water from the same aquifer that College Station relies on for 99% of their drinking water. Water Services Director Dave Coleman says if the project goes through, they want to make sure all of the pumping that occurs is within the regulations so no damage is done to the aquifer.
We want that aquifer to remain a viable water supply in perpetuity. And that's the job of the local groundwater conservation districts. That's what they're set up to do. And they've got rules in place to make sure that happens. They monitor all the wells on a monthly basis. They track the drawdown. They have rules in place to mandate cutbacks, if we see a damaging effect on the aquifer.
Coleman says he has no reason to believe regulations will not be followed and adds that groundwater is private property in Texas, so landowners are fully within their rights to sell the water under their property. Go online to BrazosValleyGCD.org for more information. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There's been a change in the Brazos Valley Food Bank's expansion plan. Instead of expanding their current location, Executive Director Teresa Mangoporis says they plan to buy the Kirsten Distributing Company's warehouse on Independence Avenue off FM 2818.
It's on 5 acres, where we were only at 3 acres. And the building already, as it is, without any kind of reservation or renovations, already has more space than our expansion plan would.
Mangoporis says more space means more possibilities.
There could be a kitchen, which is something that most food banks have, where they actually cook meals for after-school programs and things like that. So there's so many more possibilities.
Mangoporis says the sale is not yet final, but they have plans to close on the building in December. More information on the expansion plan is online at WTAW.com. A new gun study from Texas A&M challenges the notion whether concealed carry actually prevents crime.
Increases in the rate of issuing CHLs had no impact on crime, didn't lower it, didn't increase it.
Dr. Charles Phillips published the study. In reaction, Larry Anderson of the Texas Concealed Handgun Association was quick to point out crime rates are dropping nationally.
It's pretty certain that they're not causing crime rates to go up.
The study follows heated debate in the state legislature earlier this year, and administrators at A&M and elsewhere determining how to implement new laws on their campuses. Bryan Police is asking again for your assistance in tracking down those responsible for an attempted robbery 2 weeks ago near Sue Haswell Park. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the 77-year-old man who was hit in the head with a bat is out of the hospital.
I know he went back at one point, but he is out now, and although he still suffers some lasting effects from that assault, both emotional and physical.
This took place Monday night, the 14th, on Coulter near Prince Food Mart. If you saw a young, thin, black male wearing a bright, multicolored jacket, you're asked to call police or Crime Stoppers. Don't look for Congressman Bill Flores to be in the running for a new leadership position in Washington. Following the resignation announcement of Speaker John Boehner, Flores says he's very comfortable continuing as chairman of the Republican Study Committee, which is the largest Republican caucus in Congress. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 70 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news on the way at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Seinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier for your heating and air conditioning, and we'll show you all your options for repair or replacement. If you decide to replace with a new energy-efficient Carrier system, we've got 0% financing with approved credit. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, Malik proudly installs Carrier and services all makes and models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 92626.
Malik is making a difference for you.
Good morning at 6:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. Go to Skyline Communications, give them a call at 779-2929.
Showers and thunderstorms in the forecast today. That's certainly good news. We could use the rain. High temperatures today around 85. Showers and thunderstorms will continue to rotate in off the Gulf tonight, lows 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms, they're with us tomorrow too. High temperatures 85 to 90. It'll be mostly cloudy, close to 70 tomorrow night. Turns partly to mostly sunny during the day Wednesday, highs 85 to near 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your WTAW sports here in just a bit. Get you caught up for the high school week 5 football. Also, the A&M football team in a nail biter on Saturday. A lot of other Aggie athletics and NFL to boot, all coming up about 6:50.
Yeah, but not even the most exciting game played in the state.
No.
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 And they timed it just perfectly that they finished the TCU-Texas Tech game just as second half was kicking off in Dallas, in Arlington. So appreciate them doing that so that we didn't miss either of them.
Did you see the Utah punt return?
I did not see the
Utah. That was the most brilliant thing I've ever seen.
Okay. Yeah. I'll have to go back and look at that.
It is the biggest theater of the mind ever.
Well, there you are. All right, let's talk giant pumpkins.
Oh, cool.
It's that time.
We didn't get to see it here.
See, I wasn't talking about that.
I thought it was the big pumpkin in the sky.
What time was that supposed to start? Well, you know what? We'll talk about it later.
Okay, fine.
Talk about it later. In the meantime, we'll talk about another big old pumpkin. This one in South Dakota, in Spearfish, South Dakota. Matthew Moraine has been growing a large type of pumpkin in his home at Spearfish this summer. A week ago, somebody stole the largest one in a heist that he believes was carefully planned. Matthew said that the thief or thieves backed right up to his house. He calls the theft of his homegrown 100-pound pumpkin brazen. And they brought a saw, apparently, to cut it right off of the vine.
Hmm.
Now, I don't know. It's a 100-pound pumpkin. I'm not sure how close the pumpkin patch is to his house. But I'm thinking they didn't pick it up and carry it away, right? I mean, there was probably a forklift or a beep, 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 something involved
in that. Two people could pick up a 100-pound pumpkin.
Okay, and put it in what?
Pickup truck.
The back of their truck?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Huh. Sounds like the voice of his experience there. Where were you this weekend?
I was busy.
Okay,
I never stole no pumpkin.
Nick.
Info.
Mation.
But I never stole no pumpkin.
No, sir. Stole. Yeah. STOLD.
That's
stole.
Right. Okay. Never stole the pumpkin either. Yeah. Just remember.
I do have witnesses, though.
That you didn't steal a pumpkin.
I was at the hockey game.
Yeah. All well, there you go.
I was busy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder for you to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season on 88.5 FM. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Krause's Paint and Body, Jackie Voss Allstate Insurance, Citizen State Bank, and Memorial Funeral Chapel.
Listen to St. Joseph Eagles football on 88.5 FM. Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's a Monday, isn't it? It's
yes, sir.
Day 271. It's September the 28th. Day 271. We've got 94 of them to go. It is Ask a Stupid Question Day. Oh, my God. How many times have I celebrated that?
I am qualified.
All sorts of times. Anyway, it's also sometimes it's the last September school day, but anyway, today is what they're saying. It's Good Neighbor Day. Always be one of those. World Heart Day. Everybody should have one. International Right to Know Day. Yeah.
Hmm.
All right. So for all of those, it's also National Drink Beer Day. It's only a day?
It's good. Like you really need a reason to celebrate.
But also for Strawberry Cream Pie Day and Family Day. So there you are. And birthdays of
Frankie Jonas, the littlest Jonas Brothers birthday today.
Oh, man, and we're at work.
15. All right. Hillary Duff is 28. Bam Margera is 36. Naomi Watts from The Ring is 47. Mira Savino is 48 years old. She is a graduate of Harvard. Magna cum laude.
Yeah, she's a pretty smart chick.
And then you stacked it up to Moon Unit Zappos, 48 today.
Yeah.
Janine Garofalo.
Well, you know, if your name is Moon Unit, everybody's going to know what you're either doing or not doing. You know what I mean? It's not like you can go through life and going, oh, no, 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 that's not me. That's another Moon Unit. Am I wrong?
No, you're not.
No. Thanks, Dad. What were you thinking?
He wasn't.
Of course, what, I mean, is that the first and middle name?
Yes. Moon Unit Zappa.
Okay. Unit Zappa just wouldn't sound, that'd sound, I don't know,
well,
military.
You know, and her brother Dweezil.
Well, yeah.
And Ahmed.
Well, Ahmed sounds almost normal in that group.
Well, yeah, I know, but in that group it sounds completely out of place.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, well, what were you thinking? Okay.
Janine Garofalo's 51 today. Jeffrey Jones, the guy that played Dean Rooney in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, is 69. And Brigitte Bardot is 81.
Wow. Okay, so we're going to Google Moon Unit Zappa.
See where she's playing or what she's doing?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, well, she looks pretty normal.
Yeah, she does.
Let's see. So Moon Unit is born in New York City, eldest son of Gail and famous musician Frank. Three younger siblings, Dweezil, Ahmet, and Diva Muffin.
Oh, see, I didn't know about that.
See, that's why we're on the radio, so we can learn things like that. Zappa's father is Sicilian. Yeah, career. There. Apart from the novelty of her and her siblings' names, she first came to public attention in 1982 as a vocalist in her father's single, Valley Girl.
She
was the Valley Girl.
I like that song.
As a child, she acted in television shows, Chips, Facts of Life, and Nightmares. As an adult, she worked as a stand-up comic, magazine writer, actress, appearing in National Lampoon's Vacation. Most recently, she was the voice of Mrs. Lambert in the animation series High School USA. She's the author
of a novel. That was a big one.
That's right. Author of a novel, America the Beautiful. She's also written for the New York Times.
Still famous for her name as far as I'm concerned.
Well, and it's really cool because she has a child who's named Matilda Plum Doucette.
Which is just kind of an old-sounding name.
Well, yeah, Plum is a little unusual, maybe. Could be, well, I don't know if it's a family name or not. But there you are. That's probably more than anybody is talking about Moon Unit Zappa today.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I would argue that Mark Meadows is the one that got this ball rolling. You got to give this guy a lot of credit. Mark Meadows was the first person to say, I ought not be punished because I don't support John Boehner. And remember, Jason Chaffetz of Utah threw him off the committee. We had him on the air. You made phone calls. The next day, he was back on the committee. And he went forward with his resolution, basically a vote of no confidence on John Boehner. The reason Boehner resigned is he probably realized that he wouldn't have the votes to remain as speaker. Or if he did get them, it would be a knockdown, drag-out fight. He says he's doing it to protect the institution of the House. I don't think he had the stomach for this fight, as he never had a stomach for a fight against Obama.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620.
SquareTrade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on 2-year iPhone plan with one claim compared to Assure total equipment coverage as of August 10, 2015.
Getting a new iPhone? Get this. Every 2 seconds, one of us accidentally breaks our phone. So protecting all the phones in your family is a smart idea. But if you have insurance through your wireless carrier, you're paying way too much. I'm Steve Abernethy, and I founded SquareTrade to give you a better choice. Phone insurance through your wireless carrier can cost as much as $11 a month. For a family of four, that's $44 every month. Plus, up to $199 deductible when you break your phone. SquareTrade family protection plans cost less than $4 a month per phone with a much lower deductible. We can save your family over $500. Whether you've got a new iPhone or any other smartphone, stop overpaying for phone insurance and protect all the phones in your family with SquareTrade instead.
Protect all the phones in your family with SquareTrade and save over $500. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Majorsmiles.com, and Subway.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And once again, another great morning to be mowing the lawn outside. It is so nice. There's a little breeze out
there.
It's just, I don't know. I know it makes us think that maybe fall could be here sometime soon.
Got a few sprinkles on my windshield.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I had thunder. Was it Friday we had thunder?
Yeah,
I had thunder. Great. In China, a couple of guys ordered every beer a restaurant had in stock, which came to 812 bottles. Waiters in the restaurant opened every case of beer. I don't know why they did that. And then, because they paid for them, opened every bottle. Now, so that's every beer the restaurant had in stock. Okay, I thought they meant types of beer, but I guess they mean open every
just
bottle
in the
house. And then the customers paid the bill. And they left.
They didn't drink it?
Bought all of that, apparently, and $25 worth of food. I'd follow those guys around.
Yeah.
Hi, can I be your friend? Hi, I'm your new friend. Well, again, National Beer Day, what could be more appropriate than that?
Can I buy you a beer?
Yeah, exactly. Then back over to Florida, their land of craziness. At a Tampa, Florida grocery store, 59-year-old customer was being rude to a female deli worker as he was ordering a chicken dinner. Verbal exchange then escalated, as it will. Customer exploded at another employee who tried to come in and calm him down.
I don't want to be calmed down.
Before long, fists were flying. Customers wrestled the customer to the ground. That sounds like that's an angry person. Not doing well. And later on, just so you guys, I'm just warning you ahead of time, as sometimes Facebook users, I got one that is going to auger you into the ground. You've probably already been augered a time or two, right, by Facebook?
Oh, sure.
Simply because. By the way, while we're talking about that, Facebook hit 1 billion users on this date in 2012.
Holy cats.
In 2012, 1 billion. That's why Zuckerberg says, yeah, I'm good.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Who knew about the deception? When did they know it? And who directed it? Those are among questions that state and federal investigators want answered as they plunge into the emissions scandal at Volkswagen that has cost the CEO his job, caused stock prices to plummet, and could result in billions of dollars in fines. The German automaker is likely to face significant legal problems, including potential criminal charges arising from its admission that 11 million of its diesel vehicles sold worldwide contained software specifically designed to help cheat emission tests. California regulators have voted to reinstate a rule to require a 10% cut in the carbon content of transportation fuels sold in the state by 2020, despite oil industry objections that it would raise gasoline prices. India's government is considering allowing greater foreign ownership in cable networks and mobile television. The proposal recommends allowing overseas investors wanting to offer these services completely own the local venture. That's your money now.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL. 95 steel.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and fewer harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF. We create chemistry.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. If you donate to charity, you know it's not completely selfless, right? Because donating makes you feel good, and then you can humble brag about it on Facebook. But apparently, donating your time can really boost your own well-being even more than money can. According to a new study, giving money makes you feel more positive in general for up to a week, which is pretty good. But volunteering and donating time, it makes you happier for 24 days on average. And for people between the ages of 18 and 24, that can last for more than a month. About 2,000 people took part in the survey, and over 75% said that they volunteered or given to charity in the last year. And those who had were 12% more likely to say they were happy with their life in general. They were also more likely to report having an overall sense of inner calm. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. They do appraisals for coins. They can do it by the hour or by the piece, whichever is more efficient, and they can also divide those coin collections for estates to disperse between family members. If you're looking for a little extra dough, what you need to do is just slide in, and he'll look at all of your stuff, and you could be well on your way to actually getting something new for yourself there from David's Jewelry and Coin. Online, you can find him at davidsjewelryandcoins.com, or you can find him in person. They're there on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. 628, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself. That Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. It actually looks pretty good. If we can believe it, a 50-50 chance of showers today and a high temperature of only 83, winds out of the northeast at 5 to 10. So what we're feeling right now, we probably ought to be able to continue. 69 for a low temperature tonight, still a 20% chance of showers. And then tomorrow, 88 will be our high temperature. North winds still at 5 to 10 miles an hour and a 40% chance of showers. So fingers crossed, and if we move on through the week, we won't hit 90 all week long, and lows will be pretty pleasant. Looking ahead, 65, 67, something like that. So I think we can probably like that. Be better if the rain is a good, and the rain would be a great way to start the week, wouldn't it? Right now the winds are out of the north at 6, 84% relative humidity. We've got some clouds out there, and we're looking at 69 degrees.
Those big goals in your life that you never seem to get around to may not really be goals at all. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Let me get a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich.
Sure, right now they're 2 for $4, but is that how you say that?
Yeah, croissant sandwich.
Where I'm from, we say croissant sandwich. Try that.
Croissant sandwich!
Wow, that took you 2 seconds. Took me years of practice.
I'm not you.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
This week on Geico's Stuff Found in Your Car, we look inside your rear door pocket.
Oh, hey. Yeah, me, the almond.
possibly one of the healthiest snacks, just rolling around in the crumbs of inferior foods. You were too busy to save me, but are you too busy to switch your car insurance to Geico, where you could save hundreds of dollars in just 15 minutes? Probably not. Saving money with Geico is awesome. Almonds, on the other hand, are just a superfood. No big deal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
We all procrastinate from time to time. Why?
Very often it's very legitimate. We don't have the time or the resources, or we're not clear on what the next step is. But at other times, it's just fear holding us back.
Renata Ryman, author of the book Beyond Procrastination, believes we sometimes procrastinate on things because they're really more fantasy than reality.
As fun as it is to talk about maybe getting that boat next year, or these kinds of goals that are not real in our minds, just waste energy. So let's do a reality check. How real is it? If it is real, then let's work toward it. If it isn't real, let's use that energy for something that is real.
Sometimes letting go of a goal you keep putting off can be a big relief, says Renata. It happens frequently with her clients.
You wouldn't believe how happy they are after giving something up. I mean, they come to me to accomplish this big goal, and ends up they're deciding that it wasn't really a goal that was viable for them. And it opens up a new chapter of what is possible.
If you do find you're just not getting to something you really do want to accomplish, an accountability buddy can really help.
It does help to have somebody that you trust but also respect, and you don't want to lose faith. There's just something about the social element that really is helpful.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Brazos Valley Food Bank announced their plan to purchase a new building instead of expanding their current location. Executive Director Teresa Mangapura says the Kristen Distributing Company warehouse has 48% more space than their current expansion plan.
The corn can have a designated spot in the warehouse until it's gone, and then we get another pallet of corn. It doesn't have to be moved around because it's in the way of the green beans that somebody needs. So those kinds of luxuries we've never been able to have. So it's exciting for staff. I think it should be exciting for any volunteers that have been to our current location and can think about the possibilities of what we'd have with more volunteer space.
Mangapura says the property on Independence Avenue off FM 2818 also has 77% more land than their current location, which will give the food bank more room to grow in the future. Go online to WTAW.com for more information on the expansion plan. The city of San Antonio is working on a water project that caught the attention of local water services.
The San Antonio City Council approved a contract last year with a joint venture named Vista Ridge to supply water from an aquifer in Burleson County.
Our concern in this whole thing is that the aquifer that they're pumping the majority of their water from, not all of it, but the majority, is the same aquifer that we, the city of College Station, rely on for our water supply.
Water Services Director Dave Coleman says everything Vista Ridge and the city of San Antonio are doing is perfectly within state law.
In the state of Texas, groundwater is private property. So if you own a piece of property, you own the groundwater that's under your property. You have every right to sell that.
Coleman says they will continue to track the project to ensure the groundwater districts implement cutbacks if the water drawdown reaches its trigger limits. Visit BrazosValleyGCD.org for more information. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A 77-year-old Brian Mann, who was struck in the head with a baseball bat earlier this month during an attempted robbery, is out of the hospital, but police are still looking for those responsible.
He was out in his yard working, minding his own business, when some suspects, we don't know or not quite sure exactly how many, but it could have been 2 to 3.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the victim continues to suffer physically and emotionally from the attack. This took place on Monday the 14th around 8 p.m. on Coulter Drive near Prince Food Mart between East 29th and Sue Haswell Park. If you saw a young, thin black male wearing a bright multicolored jacket, you're asked to call police or Crime Stoppers. A Brian Mann in jail since December 2013 will have that time credited towards a 9-year prison sentence for leading Brian police on a high-speed chase with 3 children in his minivan. A Brazos County District Court jury sentenced 34-year-old Jose Octavio Diaz in part
after hearing testimony from one of his children, who, according to prosecutors, his father had driven like, quote, a NASCAR driver in his attempt to get away. Police reported none of the children were restrained. A Bryan man serving jail time at night as part of his probation for possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine was caught in June with 6 pounds of marijuana with an estimated street value of $24,000. 33-year-old Bryan Beiser pleaded guilty in the marijuana case and was sentenced to 10 years. He was also found guilty of violating probation from the meth case and was ordered to serve a 25-year sentence. 20 years after Texas passed concealed handgun legislation, a Texas A&M study delves into whether it's worked at lowering the crime rate.
Texas A&M's Dr. Charles Phillips was the lead on the study. He says they first wondered what motivated people to originally get concealed handgun licenses.
Crime rate in the county had no impact on the rate at which CHLs were issued. Some county characteristics did, like the demographics of the county, age breakdown, income breakdown.
As for the claim that allowing Texans to carry concealed handguns would actually lower the crime rate, Phillips says no.
We did that analysis using the sort of decades of data from these sort of 500 counties and found, in fact, that there was no relationship. There was just nothing there.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
It didn't take long for the posturing to begin over who will replace John Boehner as U.S. House Speaker. Among those not interested is Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan. He says he's comfortable as chairman of the Republican Study Committee. Flores says his role with the RSC is the reason he won't make an endorsement or encourage anyone to run for Speaker. But he's told his fellow Republicans he wants someone who will first and foremost unify them.
There was a certain amount of infighting that happened over tactics, and that was unfortunate. So I want somebody that unifies us. I want somebody that's conservative. I want somebody that is willing to share a positive vision, sort of a Reagan-esque vision for the country moving forward, and somebody to lead in that way.
Flores says the forces that led to Boehner stepping down will also have an impact on his successor.
You've got a new speaker who has to be worried that now that people have been successful at taking the head off of one speaker, he could have his taken off at any minute. That's what I'd ask everybody. Where are you going with this? What is the new improved House going to look like? You know, and what's your vision after you've done this?
Flores uses a military illustration when saying the enemy is the left, not fellow conservatives.
Those people here in the House of Representatives that served in the military, no, you don't shoot your own troops first when the enemy's shooting at you. And the left is the left of the people that are trying to harm America, not the conservatives in the House.
And Flores says there's still what he calls a weak Senate majority leader along with veteran Democrats in leadership roles in the House and Senate. WTAW News Time, now 6:38, it's 70 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
It's a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Normandy Tractor has the new Kubota L2501 HST 25 horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot land pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Priced with an incredible $800 finance rebate, $700 to implement rebate, and a $500 cash rebate, making your price only $18,395 or $241 per month. Norman G asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Norman G Tractor is aggressively pricing all equipment bought with your new tractor, so now is the time to make the drive to Norman G Tractor. Voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials too at normangtractor.com. Norman G Tractor, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norman G Tractor.
Come on now, come on, let's hit the road.
Fall is just around the corner. Cooler temperatures, beautiful fall scenery. And to us at RV Station in Bryan, there's no better time to go camping. Oh yeah, we camp. We love making memories with our families that last a lifetime. And we want the same for you. That's why at RV Station in Bryan, we only stock the best brands in the country. When you make an RV investment, it needs to last. And brands like Jayco, Raptor, Puma, and Rockwood are built to last for decades. Just in time for fall family camping, get a brand new Jayco 267 bunkhouse, just $210 a month.
Woo!
How about a brand new Puma 27 SBU toy hauler? Take $9,700 off list. Your new RV is ready for fall camping at RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Online, rvstationonline.com. Jayco number 3801, sale price $18,995, 144 months, 6.99 APR WAC. Puma stock number 3681, sale price $25,995.
Howdy, Ags. Come by the Wine Bar at Messina Hoff Winery, featuring the best wines in Texas. Thursday nights are Aggie Nights. Stop by and show your Aggie ring or ID. The Wine Bar at Messina Hoff Winery, only 10 minutes from campus. Find us on Facebook or at messinahoff.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 641, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. On the freeway between University and Briarcrest or at wiltons.com. Wilton's, with furniture, supplies, and so much more. Here's some numbers.
Some much-needed rain in the forecast for today. It looks like we are going to be dealing with wet weather for the foreseeable future into tomorrow, so that's certainly good news. Scattered showers, thunderstorms today. We're up around 85. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows will be 65 to 70. Mostly cloudy, a chance for showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, 285 to 90. They end tomorrow night, lows near 70. Turning partly to mostly sunny Wednesday, highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
The look in our eye, the late in the fourth quarter and the overtime was one that of confidence.
That's Coach Sublett following the overtime win against Arkansas. More on Aggie football, the high school football report. The baseball pennant race is tightening up even more, and the NFL cranked things up yesterday as well. All that and more coming up in sports here in about 9 minutes.
Shh, be very, very quiet.
What's going on, Elmer?
We're watching thunderstorms.
Don't you say a word, Ben.
I know.
Not a word.
They're just kind of curling in. Just things are curling. There's a pretty significant rain up north of Lufkin, Nacogdoches, Crockett. That area getting some heavy rain, and it's moving. We have a 50% chance of rain today, 40% chance of rain tonight.
Kevin warned you, Scott.
I know. I'm just telling you what it looks like right now.
People talked about our place kicker over the weekend. That didn't go so well.
What happened? Yeah. And we have north winds today and tomorrow.
Oh, now so that's nice.
It is. It's very pleasant. If you went to Texas Reds, there was some breeze out there, so that was kind of fun. So, I don't know if you heard John Boehner resigned.
Oh, did he?
It's on some of the news, yeah. And actually, I was just kind of wandering through the channels yesterday, about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And which, by the way, I mean, I don't know how many, again, not a professional football fan, just not, don't really care. But I turn over, I guess, to see where the local channel is when it comes to the end of the game. And, you know, they're showing a game where Buffalo is beating Miami like 28 to nothing or 34 to nothing. Don't other people want to, I mean, wouldn't you want to see another game? I mean, they do that with college. If things become a blowout, our game with Ball State, you know, they bailed on that and went to something else. I mean, why should you have to suffer through some game where it's so lopsided?
I think a majority of the time those times are set and the other team may not have started yet.
Oh, well, but there have to be other games going on simultaneously.
Going on.
You know, let's switch to Pittsburgh and Green Bay or whatever. And again, I'm not interested. I don't really care that much. I just wonder why CBS, in this case, doesn't necessarily do that. Anyway, so I'm switching around. And I get to, you know, one of my favorite networks, C-SPAN. But they're talking to Bill Flores. They did a 30-minute interview with Bill Flores, and it's on their Newsmakers segment. You can probably go to their website. I'm going to grab some audio right here, because what they asked him was to kind of recreate the scene where the speaker told the body about this.
About it, you know, how he announced it and what the reaction was from people in the room, and what your reaction was when you first heard the speaker say that he was going to resign at the end of October.
Well, the way he framed it is like this. He said that when he was first elected to speaker, that his plan was to serve for 4 years. But then when Eric Cantor lost the primary and we had to change majority leaders, he decided to stay on for another year. So he was originally planning to stay through the end of this calendar year, and then he looked at the state of the conference and the fact that there was disunity and that there could be another tough vote on to reaffirm his speakership, which I think would have passed fairly easily. But he decided, you know, for the good of the conference, why put everybody through that vote? So he felt like it was time to go ahead and let him get out of the way so that he's not the subject. He doesn't become the problem to us achieving those common goals that we have in the conference.
What was the reaction in the room, and what did you think when you first heard him announce?
Well, I mean, I think all of us were pretty stunned. But we were stunned at first, but when we thought through it, we thought, you know, this man has made the most selfless decision that you could expect any leader to make. And so I think we, for the next hour and a half or so, you heard person after person come up to the microphone and give positive testimony about what John Boehner's done for this country and about what he's done for our conference.
They all lied.
It became a point, it gave us a rallying cry so that we can come back together and unify. And so I think he really laid the stage for us to have that unification effort.
So there you go. That's Bill Flores, and it's called Newsmakers, and you can go probably Google Bill Flores and C-SPAN, and you'll be able to see that was on yesterday. So Newt Gingrich pretty much saying the same thing. It looks like Kevin McCarthy, who will be the new, he's the majority leader right now, he'll move up. However, the first response I had heard from a guy on Fox from U.S. News and World Report said, well, he's another John Boehner. There's going to be a segment of the party who's not going to like him.
Duh.
Yeah. Ask about how a few dozen far right House conservatives had forced Boehner out. Newt said, I think what they're going to discover is they have enough votes to be very noisy. They don't have enough votes to win.
Oh.
So that's now. So if it's not McCarthy, who else could it be? How about Speaker of the House, Rick Perry?
What? Yeah, you don't have to be.
The Constitution says you do not have to be a member of the House of Representatives.
They can pick anybody they want.
I remember that coming up a few years ago.
Yeah, I mean,
Scott DeLucia.
No,
for Speaker.
You know, I'm just saying,
I
though.
That.
I mean, interesting stuff. If that could go on. Anyway, you know, Boehner got to stay and meet the Pope. That was a big deal to him. So he said, all right, I'm done. I'm done. got my bucket list taken care of. Got to chat with the Pope. So there we go. So so the Pope is, I guess, on his way back or has already landed in Italy and held one more mass yesterday. The president is in New York to address the full United Nations this morning. So there. He spoke to a UN little get-together to adopt, quote, a 2030 agenda for sustained development. Sets out goals to be met over the next 15 years in areas such as poverty reduction, education attainment, and green development. That'll make you feel so much better.
Nope.
Okay. Tomorrow he'll meet with Raul Castro and apparently chit-chat with Pooty Poot. So we'll see how all that plays. But again, you go over there, you talk about a wasted body, wasted time, wasted energy, wasted real estate.
I was going to say, a big bunch of wasted space in New York City.
It just really is. And, you know, they go in and of course, they're all staying at expensive hotels, eating the best food, drinking the best wine, and just talking about the, here.
While you're doing that, it is by definition.
Yeah.
Harumph, 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 harumph.
Harumph.
That's all they do.
That is. John Kerry, Lurch, Speaker of the House. Okay, I mean, it was the Secretary of State. Here we go. John Kerry says the meeting, quote, I view this week as a major opportunity for any number of countries to play an important role in trying to resolve some of the very difficult issues of the Middle East. We need to achieve peace and a way forward in Syria, in Yemen, in the region itself. And I think these are opportunities this week through the discussion to make some progress. That's never been said before. Did you know that? Nobody's ever said that before. But that's fine, and, you know, we're paying for it. It's, you know, it's our money, but fine.
The Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo means good times and great food. It's more than you imagine. October 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Brazos County Expo. Concerts by Charlie Daniels Band, Belgrove Pygmies, and Los Terribles del Norte. Free with your paid admission. Discounted tickets and unlimited ride wristbands available until October 11th at Producers Co-op, Cavenders, and online at BrazosValleyFair.com. Parking is free, and kids 3 and under get in free.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Put some spring in your bloomers, gardener. It's time to set out those flowering plants that will give you color this fall through the winter and well into the spring. We've been blessed with many fine sources, and all it takes is a little planning beforehand. Spring color starts now. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. This book was published just last year. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening, but an entirely new format. I barely opened the old 1991 book as I was writing this one. Chapter 1 covers the basics of successful gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is the information I used to include in my annual Texas gardening calendars. When to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants you're growing. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf, fruit, and vegetables. I self-published this book so I can sell it for only $28.95 plus tax and postage, signed copy. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com, 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769, NeilSperry.com. Let's start with your choices in spring color plants. There are three basic categories. You have annuals, perennials, and you have bulbs. Each brings its own special merits and charm to the garden, and each deserves space in your plantings. Most will do best in full or nearly full sunlight, and all need good drainage. You'll want to prepare the soil carefully before you start planting. Mix in several inches of organic matter, whether you're dealing with a clay or a sandy soil, and rototill to a depth of 8 to 12 inches. Concentrate your color plantings, as you should also do during the summer, in spots where you want special attention. That means that you'll want a planting near the front door or around the patio. Use them where people will see them. Mask colors for the best effect. Rather than planting a big bed of pansies in a mixture of colors, use all of one color or mix two contrasting colors uniformly throughout the bed. You'll get more show in much less space. Remember also that brighter colors seem to come forward visually, so they'll draw the eye from much greater distances. Darker or pastel colors seem to make a landscape larger since they don't pop out visually. You want to plan for a full season of color. While some bulbs may only bloom for a couple of weeks, annual flowers will bloom for months. Know your plant's probable blooming time before you plant, and then try to develop a sequence of flowering for your various beds. Hopefully, you'll always have something in flower. Try some of your color in large pots. Not only will it give it special emphasis to the plantings, but it also will allow you to have color in places where maybe you couldn't have done so otherwise, such as within entryways, on decks and balconies, and in window box gardens. You'll also be able to move the pots into the garage during periods of unusually cold weather. Annuals that you might want to plant now include snapdragons and pinks. That's dianthus, Iceland and California poppies, flowering cabbage and ornamental kale, and primroses. The best all-around color for cooler parts of Texas would be pansies, hands down. That would be violas as well. Concentrate on the smaller flowering types for the best landscaping show, and throw in a bed or border of violas just to top it all off.
If it's spring flowering perennials you want, Candy Tuff, Violets, Oxalis, Ajuga, Shasta Daisies, Iris, the various evening primroses, Gallardias, Coreopsis Daylilies, and Purple Cone Flowers. That's our program for today. I'm Neil Sperry. Fall is the time to compost in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:54. High school football week 5 is in the books, and A&M consolidated edge Huntsville 44-41. Bryant trounced Livingston 55-14. Rudder blank Caney Creek 40-0. College Station popped Willis 59-13. Navasota rolled Fort Worth Castleberry 56-13. And Buffalo fell to Franklin 42-13. St. Joseph Catholic lost to Legacy Prep 35-0. So, if you missed any part of the game and you want to find the podcast or more on your favorite team, just go to BrazosFootball.com. Now, much like the Aggies beat Arkansas last year, it took overtime to do it this year. And Kevin Sumlin said he saw something in the Aggie team this time.
I thought that the look in our eye, the late in the fourth quarter and the overtime, was one that of confidence. And I hadn't seen that in a while of this team.
Kyle Allen threw for 358 yards with the 20-yard touchdown to Christian Kirk in overtime as number 14 Texas A&M completed another late comeback against Arkansas, winning their SEC opener 28-21 Saturday night.
Kyle Allen was very, very poised throughout that whole process, because you can get frustrated with what we do offensively when you're not on the field. You know, every possession, you know, what we didn't want to do is get guys to press and try to make things happen that weren't there. And I thought Kyle, and offensively, I thought he responded in the fourth quarter instead of pressing, but taking what was there and making plays down the field, which we needed to do to get back in the game and then win.
With the win, the Aggies stay at number 14 in the Associated Press poll. Up next, A&M will play Mississippi State, who jumped into this week's poll at number 21. Game time is set for 6:30 on the SEC Network, but of course you can hear it all starting at 3:30 with the Fan Zone broadcast live from the stadium on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Ohio State remains the top team in this week's AP poll, followed by Big Ten school Michigan State, ranked second, followed by Mississippi, TCU, and Baylor. For the first time since 2009, Oregon is not in the AP poll. In an unusual turn of events, the Aggie soccer team dropped a pair this weekend after falling to South Carolina. The number 4 Aggies were doomed to a pair of converted Georgia corner kicks, and the Bulldogs scored a 2-1 victory Sunday afternoon in Georgia. The ladies are now 9-3 and look to get back into the swing of things Friday against Mississippi State at 7. A&M volleyball suffered a 4-set loss to Arkansas in its SEC opener at Reed yesterday. The ladies entered the contest 3-0 at home. Number 11 Texas A&M women's golf finished with a 10-under par and sits in third place after the first round of the Annika Intercollegiate yesterday. The ladies tee off at just shy of 8 this morning. Senior Adrian Irons tied a personal low with a 65 yesterday, surging up the players' leaderboard at the Jackrabbit, helping A&M men's golf team climb 2 spots to 4th place. They'll tee it up this morning at 9. In the NFL, Ryan Mallett and Julio Jones connected for a pair of touchdowns, and the Atlanta Falcons beat the Cowboys 39-28. It was the first game without Tony Romo and Dez Bryant. Cowboys coach Jason Garrett said they had a shot, though.
We had an opportunity today against the Falcons for 3 hours at our stadium, and we didn't get the job done. And the guys that were dressed for the game are the guys we're playing with. And at the end of the day, they did a better job winning this game than we did. And we have to look at ourselves in the mirror. We have to look at the tape and get better.
In Houston, Ryan Mallett threw for 228 yards and a touchdown to lead the Texans to a 19-9 win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mallett gave Houston the opening early lead with a 5-yard touchdown pass to DeAndre Hopkins on the opening drive. Mallett said the goal was to start fast.
We talked about putting emphasis on starting fast. I think we did that. Now we have to finish and put it all together moving forward. There was good things. There's things we still got to work on, obviously. You know, but it feels good to get a win, that's for sure.
In Major League Baseball, the Rangers' lead in the AL West is down to 2.5 games over Houston following their 4-2 loss to the Stros. Dallas Keuchel allowed a run and 2 hits in 7 innings to improve to 19-8 on the year and 15-0 at home. Astro skipper A.J. Hinch says he loves this kind of baseball.
I actually smiled on the bench at the end of the game, which I never smile, so I'm having a great time. You know, bring this stress to me every year. I love to be in this position every year, and I will bank on these guys coming through with the right type of approach, the right mindset, and we're having a great time. We want to finish this. We have to earn it, but I'll take this type of baseball that matters every year.
On tour, Jordan Spieth is the winner of the $10 million FedEx bonus. The winner of the Masters and U.S. Open clinched the prize by winning the tour championship in Atlanta. And finally, Matt Kenseth was the winner in New Hampshire in the second race of NASCAR's chase for the Sprint Cup championship. In the race, retiring Jeff Gordon set a NASCAR record with his 789th consecutive start. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryant, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
in conjunction with the 13th Annual Surviving and Thriving Lunch, brought to you by the Texas A&M Health Science Center, featuring Joan London, sponsored by Kay and Britt Rice, Pink Alliance is excited that October 8th has been declared Paint the Town Pink Day. Please join us in promoting breast cancer awareness and prevention by painting the town pink. Wear your pink attire and stop by one of the participating restaurants, and 10% of your bill will be donated to Pink Alliance. For more information, please visit our website at pinkalliance.org.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. 50-50 chance of showers today, a high of only 83, so lots of clouds no matter what. Northeasterly winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, we've got a 20% chance of rain, a low of about 69. Tomorrow, 40% chance of rain and a high of about 88. Probably won't hit 90 all week long. It's 69 right now at 7 o'clock. WTAW College Station Bryan, WTAW FM.